When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
It's a sex party, y'all. Who wants to go to sex parties? Below Deck, sponsored by Sex Parties.
Sex Parties. And if we learned anything...
What? Come on. How many times do we have to hear what... I don't even think they know what sex parties are.
You know what?
I'm gay. I know what sex parties are.
In the words of the episode, 3 letters took him to his final resting place. Y'all don't hear me.
Do you know
don't
what...
Don't go chasing Winifred.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, the song's about AIDS.
Well, 3 letters, HIV.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing us down September 11th.
Well, I'm just saying the episode's called Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
How does that relate to the sex parties discussion?
Because people used to have sex parties.
But that's not saying that people are safe at a lot of sex parties.
Oh, well, now.
Don't.
But wow. Back in the 90s, it was not.
I agree with you. I don't
remember TLC dancing around with condoms all over them?
I do. I don't want to paint that with such a broad brush that you are.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to demonize anybody.
Y'all, always use a condom. It doesn't stop you from getting syphilis or gonorrhea or a lot of shit.
Condoms stop you from getting that.
No, I you know what I meant. That's what I meant. Use a condom. It stops you from
way to
that.
Go.
Yeah,
way to go.
Don't rely on PrEP.
No, just don't listen to you for sex advice.
I agree. Don't listen to either of us.
Season
6, episode 12. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Thank you.
Does that mean that lakes and rivers are safe and the waterfalls are scary or risky?
Well, is that a saying? Was that a saying already?
I don't know.
I'd never heard it.
I'm always chasing rainbows.
Remember how hot the guy that did die of HIV, how hot that model was? I remember. That was part of my sexual awakening.
I barely remember the video.
Oh.
I remember them standing on the water. I think...
This video's really was a big deal for me.
I have a problem with that metaphor, I think.
Why? It makes you telling you not to live or something? Or
I think you can live big without living a risky life.
I think it's beautiful that you actually have a problem with it because it tells me how far we've come as a culture to take away shame from sex.
I agree.
Because when we were in the early 90s, gay
no,
people,
you're right.
Even straight people,
right.
were scared to death to have
but
sex.
Is that song all about, is it just about sex? Or I think the rest of it, what was the other verses about?
Little sister has a natural obsession of temptation.
Drugs.
She gives him body, but yeah, it's about drugs. And
Let me look at the lyrics.
One's about, no, the first one gets killed, I think, when gangs, and then the other one's HIV, and then I think the other one is drugs.
We're putting this, wow, we're putting we really this went, so empathetically. One is HIV, one
no,
is...
but I'm just saying that's, it was all about kind of, wow, that was kind of sex shaming now when I look back on it.
That's what I said.
But you know, that's what we were.
That was the time. A lonely mother gazing out of her window, staring at a son that she can't touch. She's in a jam. She'll be biased, but he's realized he hurts her so much. He seems to can't get himself out of trouble. That's, I assume that is gang activity.
He did get himself out of trouble. What is the next one?
Little Precious has a natural obsession for temptation. She says, "Baby, it's good." He takes a glimpse in the mirror. He doesn't recognize his outfit. His health is fading. Three letters.
That's
took
HIV.
Him.
That's the first HIV. One, though, is the mother helping the son. Is that, that's gang? And then what's the third one? It's a woman, isn't it? Is it just two people?
It's her rap. I think it's just two people.
Oh, well. People are screaming.
Everyone's checked out.
Everyone's screaming.
No, bottom line, y'all, it's okay to chase waterfalls. Just have your heads on straight.
As with sexual advice, don't listen to Poodle as far as chasing waterfalls, because not all of you have a best friend that will pick you up at 3 a.m. in Bakersfield.
I'm just saying it's nice to live, you know, without shame.
Yes.
But just be safe with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Boy. Anyway, where are we?
Where are we? Season 6, episode 12, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. Y'all, it's the Kate and Delaney talk.
Katie.
Yeah, Katie and Delaney.
That's why I'm saying that you don't confuse the Chief Stews.
Oh, yeah, it's too late. You brought them up too much.
So you're blaming me for your confusion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it, y'all. That's it.
She basically says, finally, y'all, Katie realizes that she needs to kind of fuck off Delaney. Delaney's eyes here, she's like, there's also, I don't know if you noticed this about Delaney's mouth. It kind of goes down on either side, like she's grumpy cat when she's listening. Uh-huh. But
well, I don't think, and I get it. When you're young, you get defensive about this. I don't really think Delaney's listening much.
Well, later on, we see her do the same thing with Malia.
Yeah, she just kind of, y'all think Delaney has a problem with saying she does a lot more than she can actually do.
Yeah, you think? And Katie says, my favorite thing is, she's like, well, you could, like, she's like, I don't think we're gonna, this is your last charter, and we're gonna blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, we could do the blah, blah, blah. And Katie's like, no, none of that matters. Stop trying to solve this. You're out.
It's like when a guy with a really huge dick breaks up with you, and you're like, but if you want, I can, like,
oh, no, I just say I can get another dick.
Yeah, that's me, too.
Dick, you know, dick slips through your hands like water.
Yeah.
There's going to be another one. It's like a pair of sunglasses. Yeah. When you lose that cheap pair of sunglasses.
That's why I only buy cheap sunglasses.
You just need to buy another one.
I don't buy nice sunglasses.
Y'all, you barely buy sunglasses. You just rent them. You'll just find another pair in the car.
You, more than anyone I know,
I lose sunglasses
all the time.
Yep.
But that's okay.
That's why you buy cheap ones.
Yep.
My mother once said, well, if you had an expensive pair, you wouldn't lose them all the time.
Not true.
My mother bought me an expensive pair, lost it.
I had an expensive pair once. I kept them, but then I put them in my pocket and I sat on them and they broke.
So then you felt bad about your sunglasses and that you were fat.
Maybe. Maybe.
So anyway... then, y'all, Delaney's saying things like, well, have you spoke to Sandy about this? And I'm like, know your place, honey.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, maybe you should ask the other people on the crew.
And finally.
And Katie's like, look.
Look.
Look, bish. This is
happening.
This is my decision. She's like, well, you're the one in charge.
She says, you're the queen in charge. And Katie's like, I would love it if you came out with us tonight.
Stay the night.
And then. Delaney's like, the thing is Katie says, I fucked up. I made a mistake. And I went, no, you didn't.
No, you were forced in. Well, she's doing the thing that mid-level management should do, which is take the blame for something that even though a situation that was not really was so difficult, it's still the buck stops with you.
Because now all
instead of Captain Sandy, who will always pass the buck to her lieutenants.
And y'all, we really see, I'm going to go on record saying, and then we see the real, I think, the real, again, just gross, disgusting villain of this episode, actually, Mayhew, actually says, well, if I was in charge, I'd let go of Lexi and keep Delaney.
Yeah.
The amount of manipulation that comes from this man this entire episode, he's a piece of shit.
I can't believe.
Can't stand him.
I can't believe you're saying him instead of what happened to Lexi in the last 5 minutes of the show.
He caused it all.
Yes,
he caused it all.
I agree with that, but
she's
come
horrible.
On.
I know, but this is exactly what he wanted. He's the mastermind. He pulled all the strings for this.
But
we'll get into it.
What she said.
Oh. It when she said the R word, that totally like.
But I mean, yes, I think it's less manipulation. I think he's just being a bitch.
Oh, I 100% disagree.
You thought he was trying to do it
because you look back, he's always manipulating. This, oh, I'm this nice guy, I make good food. Last episode, Katie, I don't want her staying with me. Katie,
I understand that. I'm
and
saying
he knows he can manipulate Katie.
That's true. He does.
Because, but yeah. Can't do that with Malia.
I question his overall arching strategy of that. And I just... And also, she actually started it. We're not here yet. She started it. When he said... She's like, no. Remember, he fucked up and he left off with his knee. He left the ship. When they're the toasts.
But it was edited that I didn't think he heard that.
Oh, he did.
Oh, wait, but then
he said, let's not talk about it. I think you're incorrect.
I don't know.
No, she heard it. He heard it.
I know, but she was shady, but then he came for her. It was gross.
But he literally, during that toast, they said, Matthew, that's you're true, a great chef. She's like,
they're both pieces
of shit,
y'all.
He's not a good chef. Let's not, what about? Let's say, but it was her coming for him during that toast
yes, that
started
as well.
It.
That's true as well, yeah.
So I'm saying it's not fair to say, I'm no Matthew defender here. I think he's a piece of shit. She came for him first.
That's true. I do think he's a minute. I do think it's a lot of manipulation.
That's fair. But I take issue with that he started it. I think she's ready to go off at any point.
Well,
she almost always starts it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to rewatch because I just missed that.
You missed him, her
saying. I missed her saying that.
She said to Delaney loud enough where anyone could hear it to the fact that Courtney said, shh.
Oh, I missed Courtney saying, shh. Yeah, I missed that.
And she basically said, Lexi said, you know he left the boat the first night, right? He basically said he had an injury. He left the fucking boat.
See, I took that way more
during,
than like it was their conversation.
During the middle of the toast.
Yeah, I totally missed that.
That was true, why did he say to Lexi, shh, David's talking?
I just totally missed that part. I thought it was, the first thing I think is when he literally just called her out and said, nobody likes you, out of the blue.
No. Like,
where did
you
this
missed,
come from?
You missed all of that then.
Yeah, okay.
You missed a lot.
You missed a lot.
But no, he showed he heard it.
He
showed he heard it. Now,
okay.
He's still terrible, and he said nasty stuff. No one should ever say no one likes you.
Yeah, he kept saying that over and over. He's gross, too. They're both gross. But yeah.
But what did she say over and over again?
Oh, no. Yeah, she's Satan.
I think they're almost the same person.
Yeah, I agree.
In a lot of ways.
Oh.
They handle their issues.
We've
with the
said
same.
That before.
But she is almost always the one who, out of this just pure meanness that she has.
Oh,
she has so much anger for other people. And with
and
him,
they're both, and I think they both have very narcissistic tendencies.
Right. But, I mean, you can go back and watch it, but to say that he was.
No, I believe you. I just missed that. Yeah.
It was.
That makes more sense because I was like, why did he just say that out of the blue?
No, because strangely, we're talking about the end of the show now, but we were having a good time until that very moment, the toast. Both of them are, he has to be riled up a little bit more into going there. She's always ready to go there.
Oh, yeah.
In a second. Anyway, let's go back to the beginning.
Let me go back to the dirt.
So he's basically, Katie is saying, blah, blah, I feel bad that I'm letting her go, but thank God we're actually making a decision.
No, it's a decision needs to be made. Although, and of course, y'all, Lexi's like, I feel bad for Delaney. Who's going to do my shit? I mean, I'm sad to see her go.
Right.
Who's going to do all my work?
The guests are still asleep and it's 10 a.m., y'all.
No, we have to talk about this. Did you scream at the TV at Captain Sandy's response to Katie when Katie said she let Delaney go?
Yeah, and she's like, you know, she's such a team player.
Great attitude.
Great attitude.
We should celebrate her tonight.
It's really, really celebrate her. She's been great. Even though you're letting her go, you know, it's a decision you're making. I'm glad you're making the decision, but it's yours. It's your decision alone. If you don't have any help, there's not anything I can do.
Do you scream at the TV or do you just shake your head at this point?
I've been watching this woman for four seasons. It was someone else, or for five seasons now. She's nothing will surprise me at throwing one of her people under a bus. Or just in the way she talks to them. I won't even, we'll talk about what happens at the tip meeting in a little bit too.
Okay.
So Lexi says to Delaney, well, I would change cabins, just let you know. And it wouldn't be a problem because I'm sad to see you go because I can't boss you around. I mean,
yeah.
I miss you.
Yes, exactly.
Malia is trying to even be helpful and saying, I want to give Delaney a chance to be on deck crew. That's what she's done before.
She's wanted to do that.
So anyway, they're
driving. Sandy's like, don't you love it, David, when you're trying to drive a boat and people talk to you? Wow.
Just such an absolute troll.
You're
from in every way.
Not like you're the captain or anything.
So they're trying to dock. And then so Delaney, I want you to be on the stern because that's the easier place to be because the bow is harder. So they're trying, and Delaney's kind of like just trying to throw
and good
the
on
lines.
Malia that she's like, I'm gonna stay with her. I trust Z and David to like do the shit.
So she throws one, it's terrible. Where she tries to get one, it's bad. At one point, they're like, the rotor alarms are going off.
Yeah, it's so, like y'all, that first throw, it's like when hashtag. Poodle played baseball. Didn't go good.
Hey, I can get it over the plate. I feel better when I lose my wrist. Yeah, I wasn't good. The only time I was pitcher.
And now he's an eternal catcher.
I was pretty good at catching the ball when we were throwing it back and forth, but when it was in the air, I was afraid it's going to hit my face.
Oh, and you loved your face.
I know. I did cover my face with my glove once.
I do imagine someone throwing a ball and you just sticking your asshole up and going, "I got it." I do remember fly ball. I actually prefer a fly ball than like a hard line coming to my face. Are we talking about baseball still?
No, you put your glove in your front of your face. It's very different because you don't know when the fly ball is going to come down on you.
But the fly ball, that they hit that, it's. I feel like it has less speed. You know, we're talking about things we don't know.
Balls that we are afraid of catching.
Yes, some of our lesbians who play softball are screaming at us right now.
That's what the subtitle of this show, because times we were scared to catch balls in childhood.
Yes.
Because when someone throws a ball right at your face, y'all, it's terrifying.
It is.
these are the struggles of gay boys.
Yep. And we're not lost on the metaphor of now what's happening in our lives.
There's all kinds of balls at my face.
And we're fine with it.
So basically, Delaney's terrible at everything.
Y'all,
shocking.
She
lied on her CV. She didn't lie. She padded it. She padded it,
and I think Delaney is, I think she's a Jane of all trades, expert of none.
That's fair.
I think she probably can do an okay job. She's got a good attitude. But is she the person you want in charge to, like, get things done? No.
No. She's great at a sex party, though.
Great at a sex party.
So, turns out, Martin... God, we never... I never get enough Martin. Ooh,
find Martin, his Instagram,
Martin
y'all.
Shows up and goes... Ooh. Captain Sandy, we have a problem with the rotor alarm went off. We don't know why. Which means there might have been like a rope or something around one of the motors. And Sandy's like, well, that's not good.
That's, well, this is not a common alarm.
With her gift for understatement.
Don't
anyone panic. Uh-uh. It just could be the boat is the boat is going to sink.
It's fine, everybody. I'm going to pause Lonesome Dove and I'll be right down. I'll be right Lonesome down, everybody. Dove. It's just the good part, but I'll be right there.
I love it. You think she has a very vivid television watching habit. So she's like, so Malia, I'm going to need you to dive under the boat and see if there's anything wrong
Malia's
with it.
And Malia's like, great, because when I'm diving in the water, I can't hear anyone.
Like... Malia, we need to talk.
Malia is this close to just losing it.
Well, I will say, one of her skill sets, and I will say I can't hate on her anything she's done this season. She has been exceptionally great with her crew. She's been a good kind of grounding presence on the boat. That's not always been the case, especially... She was quite a one for showmances earlier.
Well, although it's easy to part of that is to credit to the luck of the draw of the crew she got.
I agree. Also, it is important that Katie is not jockeying with her for HBIC.
Katie is just trying to not drown in water, so she's occupied.
Because Malia will do much better with not another strong woman. Captain Sandy's plenty.
I could see her, and as you talk about Kate Chastain not doing well.
Oh, no. That would never work. Never work. No. They would snit fight all the time. Anyway, they are so she's under there. Guess what? It's fine. Nothing is underneath.
Delaney comes up to Sandy. She says, "Captain Sandy, I'm leaving."
You're a real team player, Delaney. Yeah, I really appreciate that. You just came in here mid-season.
It's Delaney.
I'm gonna blow smoke up your ass because you're leaving, and I can do that.
It's Delaney, Captain.
What did I say?
Yeah.
So I wrote down that Katie knows, even instead of trying to keep one crew member happy, it's better to keep the rest of the crew happy than changing cabins.
Yes, I think she knows that, but it's almost like, yes, she knows that she just, I almost wish she would use that as her decision instead of, it's less stressful for me. The past of less stress is what she's picking.
Yep.
And that just makes it's a negative way to frame that, where you framed it much more positively.
Yep.
It's smarter. So
I'd be a good chief stew. That's not true.
I'm going to say no.
I have a good management style. You fear me. That's how that works.
I'm going to say no. It's best for you to work by yourself or with just a couple of
people. That's true. I would tell Captain Sandy to fuck off on the daily.
You don't do well in group settings.
What do you mean?
Large group settings.
No, well, I do really well in group settings.
Yeah.
Well, especially when I'm the star.
You are still a bossy bottom.
That's I am. I'm going to tell you what to do.
Get over here, 10 inchers. Stay back, 8 inches.
10 inches at the front, 8 inches, you're behind.
8 inches. Well, actually, 8 inches to the mouth. Well,
8 inches to the mouth, 8 inches to the mouth. So Sandy starts out the tip meeting, y'all, in classic Sandy style.
Talking about my tips.
I want to start by talking to Delaney. Dee Dee. Deli. Delaney, Lone, 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 Love.
Yeah, I hear.
you've been an asset, really, for this 3 days that we've known each other.
Yeah.
I've met you once, but I feel like I've known you for months of my life.
Months.
You got a pretty mouth, girl, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
How it kind of curves down on the corners, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to overcome the togetherness on a boat like this. It's better that you were underneath in the laundry the whole time. Yeah. So, sorry Katie fired you.
You're pretty,
and it
though.
It was her decision alone. If you ever want to work with me again, great. I'd always do need a cabin attendant.
They do, and
you'd stay in the cabin the whole time.
Yep. And somehow, I have a perfect little baseball outfit, and you'll look just like that extra from A League of Their Own that I admire.
Lori Petty.
No, not Lori Petty. She wants one of those, like, I forgot, there's one woman who had, like, really long red hair.
Wow.
It's in A League of Their Own.
So... The tip is good, y'all. It's a good tip for the first time.
Yeah.
I wonder how much Crystal gave.
Yeah.
I think she would opt out because she didn't get her. She still had problems with family style.
I have to say, this group with Charter was way less dramatic than we thought.
Yeah, there was only a little bit of
food stuff.
The food stuff, and then Crystal being
a Crystal with a K.
Anyway, y'all, the big news is the owner and management has arranged for them to have a day off.
Yay!
Uh-oh. So they're gonna go, and I'm gonna pass with Courtney showing Sandy how to twerk. I'm gonna let that go because the less I ever have to think about that again is better for me.
You know what? You said it. It gave me some indigestion. I'm gonna go take some Pepto-Bismol, and we're gonna be right back.
Okay.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. All right, I had some ginger ale. I'm feeling better. I'm back. Please don't ever bring that up again. So, y'all, you know, Lexi and Delaney are cleaning, and then Lexi's saying, like, I wouldn't touch Sheffy with a 10-foot pole, not if he's the worst person. And then she, this is important because Lexi says, you know, he's freaky. He does sex party. He's poly.
And Delaney's like, so am I.
I want to make something clear. Just because somebody is polyamorous
does not mean that they have sex parties.
That's true.
Those are two. But y'all remember, Lexi's was raised like fucking snakes and hands Pentecostal, like really even. So she can't probably help but equivocate those two things.
I also want to point out that there is, just because someone is raised Pentecostal does not mean they handle snakes.
No, but she said she was like a very like.
I know, but it,
I bet they did. I can feel it. I can feel it.
I'm just saying.
I bet you ask her if her grandpa or whatever ever had a snake. I bet
I just don't want to paint again.
Lexi, come on our show. Talk about snakes.
I love when you can correct something for a broad brush. When I try to say something, you double down as always.
Yep, doubling down, y'all. She's got snakes. Just saying. Not all Pentecostal. I'm just saying her.
Okay.
So anyway, I just want to make that clear. Make that clear. So anyway, yeah. So then Malia looks at the gutters and all that kind of stuff. So now they're all eating. They're all this is dinner, right?
Lloyd. I have fallen in love with Lloyd. I think he's so cute.
Oh man, he broke my heart later.
I know,
but I love Lloyd. I love him, love him, love him. So y'all, this is. They're at dinner. They're at dinner. They're having this. And
Matt is talking about.
Delaney's like, who's single?
Yeah. And so Matt's talking about, I'm not monogamous. And Delaney's like, me too.
Who?
What?
Who?
Matthew.
Thank you.
And then they're like, sex parties. I've been to sex parties.
Delaney says, I like sex parties. And you see David just, if a face could get an erection. That's what his face would look like.
Y'all, he needs to get laid so bad.
This man, he needs it. If Poodle was on this boat, Poodle would shave his beard and give him a blowjob.
I would. I would be David's first male sexual experience.
I don't know if it would take, but you would definitely try.
What do you mean? Give me more credit than that. I could do that.
Wow.
Anyway, so... this is kind of an appreciation day. Everyone's talking about, you know, how well Katie is doing and how well everyone is kind of doing as their jobs. Basically, all of the lieutenant jobs, the chef, chief stew, Malia, everyone's saying that everyone's doing their best. Thank you. We're all happy
to
be here.
They're all kind of having this love fest.
Like, and there's
Katie's getting up and hugging Courtney.
And then there's one moment, David's making a speech.
Oh, wait, I just want to talk about something that I thought was really... So, Lexi and Delaney, as Delaney says later on, that was my favorite line, the whole thing when Delaney went, I just realized I made friends with the wrong person.
Yes!
Wow. I was like, yes! But, so y'all, poor Delaney's having to talk to Lexi on the end there. And Lexi's like, I just can't be locked down. I don't want to be locked down in a job. I don't want to be locked down in it. I'll be kind of locked down in a relationship, but not
when
anything else.
A rich man will pay for me.
That's what that, and that's exactly.
I think, didn't one of our sissies came at us and says, we know exactly why why Lexi is working and yachting. So she'll meet a rich man and he'll marry her and he'll take her away from
his life.
Oh, I didn't
see that, but that is totally the reason.
It's the reason.
Because whereas
as they said that, I was like, yep, there you go.
Because Delaney was like, actually, I'd like to have a solid career first and then work on a guy. And Lexi's like, yeah, we got it backwards. And Delaney just kind of, that's when you can see, y'all, if you watch the episode,
she
can
just
see the moments
slow
where Delaney
slowly move, step away from Lexi.
Because she kind of pats her on the shoulder. And she's like, that's why we're opposites and we get along.
And David's doing a speech and he's like, you know, Matt, this is when he says, Matt kind of had a rough night with his knee on the first night. Matthew.
I will not let you call
Matthew,
him Matthew.
Thank you. I abbreviate him Matt, which is why I'm saying it.
With one T?
Yes.
It's not pronounced Matt.
Well, welcome Matt is, but yes.
Thank you.
But anyway, he said he had a rough night with his knee, and that's when audibly Lexi is telling he left because it was all he was lying. It was bullshit. He left the boat. He needed to get away. And that's when
Matthew says,
Can David has the floor here? And blah, blah, blah. And that's when I think the next thing I have.
Well, that's where you see Lexi says, I can see what's going on here. Everybody acts like they love him. It's the fakest. It's so fake. They don't like him at all.
And she said, you're a good chef. I'll give you that.
I don't agree with Lexi on that point, but I do agree that they all do kiss Mayfew's ass, because they don't want to have to do what they did before and fucking cook for the first night.
This is below deck, honey. This is what you do with the chef.
This is life when you work. Y'all, I've had to kiss my boss's ass. I don't want to kiss my boss's ass. I don't want to do his dishes. But guess what? He's paying me. His name's on the door.
It's more than a boss.
What are you going to do?
This is a specialized skill set that no one else on the boat has. And one of the reasons people take a yacht, there are probably three, to see this fantastic scenery, to be out on the water.
And to fuck a stew?
And to eat really, really well.
Okay.
Well, and that is completely his job. So
you've got your priorities. I have mine on a ship.
True. But he has one thing completely in his grasp.
That's true. Feed me peanut butter and give me a big dick.
Wow.
I don't care.
Wow.
You'd rather have great food?
I would. Because I would go out and I would go out in Croatia and find the dick I needed. Take a little dinghy and stroke.
Yeah, stroke. And never to be found again. I'll tell you a tale of a lost boy who went out to the sea. His name was Poodle Boudreaux, and he was a queen.
They never saw me again after that. Somewhere lost in Croatia.
Yes, yes.
Being passed around by swarthy men all up and down the Dick Riviera. So they are...
A three-hour fuck.
Like Robinson Crusoe. Wait, was that his name?
I do love a sea chanty, I have to say.
I do.
I sang so many gay sea chanties in choir. Did you sing a lot?
No.
Oh, I did.
Why?
A lot of sea chanties.
That's weird.
I don't know. We did a lot of them because they had
This was middle school and high school choir.
High school choir. We had some sea chanties. I don't think not in college. We never did. But in high school. It would always, do you know why? Because in small towns, when all the guys sang a number in choir, if it was a
It was always a sea chanty.
It had to be a sea chanty because it was like more.
Otherwise, it's gay.
Yep. Yep.
So a male chorus needs to sing a sea chanty.
We're getting booed.
Otherwise, it's gay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Even though a bunch of men on a ship without women isn't gay at all.
Not at all.
Got it.
Not at all.
So they're leaving the restaurant, you guys. They're in the hot tub. Lexi's over it.
Oh, yeah. She's just like, I'm going to bed.
Yep.
She's eating chili. She's just... Meanwhile, they're all drunk, dancing. David's dancing with Delaney. He's like humping her, and he's like, you know, guest cabin's looking pretty good right now.
Question. Do you think, I know there's interstitial music that's edited in later. Do you think there's any music, or are they just dancing to the own beat in their head?
That would be hilarious if they were. but no.
Because Sandy's asleep.
But it's a big
It's
ship.
A big boat, yeah.
It's a big boat.
And for me, they're just dancing to non-existent music, y'all. Because they're always doing generic dance moves.
And can't you be loud on the water? Because doesn't the water absorb
it's
the sound?
No, you can hear water. It's the opposite.
Oh, okay.
No, you can hear everything.
Oh, really? Like on shore?
Have you not been on the... Yeah.
Oklahoma's a landlocked state.
But you've been to the beach.
A couple of times, yeah, but not at night.
Oh.
Not in California.
But would you can hear.
Would you go to a beach in California?
Yeah.
In LA at night?
Like Zuma.
You've been to Zuma Beach at night?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Rather not say.
Yeah.
Things that my mother would have a problem doing. But no, I've been on the beach at night, and like we would go to vacations, and you would hear, like when you're on the water.
You're from a state by a beach. No, I never would.
No, you can hear better on the water.
That's not true. I guess I could hear a little bit of houseboats when I was at Lake Murray, but boats can't be on the lake at night.
What?
I don't think so.
Oh, we were on the lake at night a lot, even though you shouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to.
You're not supposed to be.
Again, y'all. Remember when
Poodle, for that digression.
Remember when Poodle said to go chase waterfalls, y'all? Don't listen to that.
So they are, David completely falls, and it's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant he falls for Delaney, oh, but no. No, y'all. He literally falls.
Yeah, it's scary.
And, like, he's drunk, and, y'all, he's making this face of, you know, when someone's trying to be cool, bless his heart. Can you imagine falling in front of people you want to have sex with?
Yeah.
And, like, on national, and on national television.
Yeah. And he's trying to do that thing where he, like, puts his head down and he wants to cry.
Yeah.
So he's basically, then Katie's talking to her mom about her boyfriend, her, about her friend who is pregnant. And y'all, Katie's a weepy drunk. That's what she does.
Her mom's talking to her and finally he's like, oh, Katie, dude, you just, you look drunk and tired.
I got to go and have sex with your father.
Yeah, why don't you go to sleep now? Okay.
Sex with your father because I'm a Kiwi.
Six with your father.
Anyway, so she is, of course, there. Matthew is in the talking to Lexi again. It's like, show us how you talk to yourself.
They're in the. That's where Matthew, like, she, yes. So I didn't hear that she said that, that he left the first night. She wasn't wrong. He did leave but it was terrible. It was shitty of her to say that. But this is where Matthew, like, it's, who would say that to someone? Like, you have a problem. Why would you say, show us how you talk to yourself?
But it's just a, no, it's a thing she does on the boat.
I know, but the way he said it was like,
I agree.
It was really gross. Once he said that, that's when I was like, ooh.
And I wrote down.
And then it begins the, their fight.
Here we go.
Yes.
And
then he's like, what about when you would say Delaney, she kept saying Delaney, and you never heard that?
Yeah, it's all bad up to then. So y'all,
Lexley already is like, I never liked you from the beginning. He's like, well, I don't like you either. And Courtney's like, shut up.
Stop talking. Oi.
Shut up. Shut your arses, you blimey buggers.
She doesn't say arses.
Does anyone in Britain say arse?
Yes, arse. Oh, they say arse.
We're going to have to learn.
But you don't say it like aw. You don't say arse. You say aws.
We're going to have to go through like a training when we... I think when 90 Day UK comes out, I actually think we might need to go live in the UK for like a month. We can write it off as a business expense.
Hear that, Discovery
maybe.
Plus?
I think just to get ingratiated in
the
culture.
You'll never be able to speak with that language.
Well,
you'll never
lose.
No,
it'd be good for us.
Anyway, so she's,
you can make a pit stop in Paris and see all old guys you fucked.
Ooh, I would need a longer than a pit stop. So they're putting on these cheetah onesies. I was kind of shocked Delaney had two cheetah print onesies.
Y'all, here's the deal, and we're gonna see this with Delaney. Delaney.
Influencer wannabe?
Yeah. She's like, I like her, but you can tell Delaney doesn't have a lot of confidence. So it's always Delaney gets, not in a narcissistic way, almost like in a, if the conversation goes on for 30 minutes and no one's talked about Delaney, she's going to bring up something really random. And that's what this was, like, hey, everybody, I have cheetah costumes.
I got some onesies.
And you know how?
This is a good plot point.
You know how, like, when. Poodle, what is it like? But it's like everybody just looked at her, kind of like, oh, you know what? It's like, y'all, for Poodle and I being around a bunch of West Hollywood gays, and we're out having drinks, and we're all having fun, and then some fit gym queen says, hey, do y'all want to go to breakfast tomorrow? And we all go, yeah. And they go, oh, wait, you know what? I've got a boot camp at 8 a.m. Do y'all want to come? And it's like all the other fit gym queens are like, yes. And Poodle and I are like this.
I'm like, I got to go.
Ooh. Ooh.
First of all, 8 a.m. boot camp on a Saturday. No thanks.
Y'all, no one wants to put on these fucking jumpsuits.
No.
No one.
Anyway, so they are, finally, Delaney's had enough of David, will he or won't he, and just like having a problem. She's like, I'm going to bed. And he's like, okay.
Well, yeah, Courtney puts on the jumpsuit eventually. It's like, I can I'm telling you now, especially after the stew thing, I do have a theory, y'all. If you watch her face, Malia can't stand Delaney.
Oh, no. No one can.
But no, I think Katie doesn't mind her. Malia just, if she was.
Well, she knows that type.
This is what we see, y'all. Malia lucked out with the crew she got this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They are the easiest going guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's better off that Malia doesn't have another female deck crew member.
Z tells Lloyd, "Hey, I'm gonna send Courtney a dozen roses tomorrow," and they're like, "Oh, that's sweet."
And Lloyd's like, "Ooh." And later on, Lloyd talks to Courtney and says, "When they're having their water the next day, y'all, they're doing water sports."
I do want to say it's pretty great when Delaney goes to bed and drunk Z and drunk David realize it, and y'all, this is the power of pussy. David, with his hurt-ass leg, fucking hauls up the steps like there's nothing wrong with him to chase Delaney back to think that he's going to do something magical to get her to go, "You know what? I was wrong.
I will sleep with you. So they are, the next day, they are going to have water sports. Lexi's still asleep.
I've been that guy at 23 years old at Rage. It's 2:30 in the morning.
And they're like, no.
You're like,
eh. You had your chance.
And finally, you look over at that. You're 23, and you look over at that 47-year-old man.
Who's kind of a troll.
And you make.
He's like, "I got a McDonald's coupon."
And you're like, "Works for me." And you make some choices.
That's true. And you regret most of them.
And you have to take an antibiotic 2 weeks later.
There you go. So Lloyd actually says to Courtney, "Do you like Z?" Because I think he's like, "Yeah, I like him.
It's the next day, yeah.
He's got a few extra feelings, I think," he says to her.
Courtney is, she answers the questions, but she kind of doesn't answer the question. She just is like, "I love everyone, you know?
Well,
I'm just a flirt."
She doesn't want to harsh the vibe. She just,
yeah.
She doesn't want to turn him down, even though she's basically going to need to, I think, by the end of the trip.
I love Courtney. I love Z. Courtney fucks guys that look like Chris Hemsworth.
Yep. Agree.
That's just what she does.
And Z is the closest one on the boat that she can have fun with. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, David's still limping, y'all, and he bruised his leg up pretty bad.
He looks miserable this whole day, y'all, and he's just trying. He literally is just in pain. It's like shit. Z gets blackout drunk.
Really drunk.
This is like Maddie at a mojito party.
Yeah, it's bad.
Y'all, I got drunk really quickly at that party.
Is that when you burned the garbage?
I was cleaning up.
I don't understand the impetus to clean up.
Y'all, there's a picture of me. I'll have to find it. There's a picture of me face down on the grass sleeping at like 3:45 in the afternoon.
I don't understand why you want to do that. Like, you feel like you almost have to do it, like it's some kind of job.
Yeah.
But you're so drunk.
Well, I want to, you know, I like to clean.
it's weird. But you don't do a good job. It's like you're sleepwalking cleaning. You're sleep cleaning.
Yeah,
you're drunk cleaning.
Yeah. Do you do things not well when you're drunk?
Rarely.
Yeah.
Like hitting the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Lexi is basically
walking on golf courses.
Yeah, that's true. They're having dinner after or this is a picnic, I believe. Yeah. So they're eating, and Lexi's like, "I'm trying to get healthy." And Matthew says, "I'm like, it's going to be rough seeing you leave, Delaney, unless Lexi leaves and you stay."
Well, Matthew brings it. He says, "What were y'all talking about in the car?"
That's what it was.
They're in the car, and they're like, "Well," and that's where he brings up, "Yes, unless you, and Delaney's like,
and this,
Delaney totally is like, "Well, you know, I'd like to stay." I'm like, Not helping.
And then it's like, I wrote down, "Here we go again." She's like, "I've never disliked someone much of my whole life." And then she says,
Matthew says that. He says, "I've never liked." And she says a feeling
you're
mutual.
A low life.
She says you're a low life.
She loves classist language.
She really does.
So rough.
Because then she goes into this whole thing.
You're a nobody.
She says, you don't add to my bank account. You don't add to my bank account. And I'm like,
that's really gross.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And then she's like, don't.
You're a demon.
I like Katie saying, I am not sorting this out. This is not on my job.
She's like, they're not working. I don't. And Courtney's like, oi!
Oi!
It's so petty.
And Malia's like, how cool are these cats? I'm just going to be over here with these cats.
And Mayhew is kind of in control, y'all, until Lexi calls him. She calls him the R word. And that, like, first of all, honey, no one uses that word. Except for you're right. People use that word to class themselves as like smarter.
Yeah.
And people are, and y'all, if you don't know the R word is the word retard, which
right.
you're not supposed to say anymore. So,
right.
But no, I just realized somebody's
don't say it
going, Carl.
Yeah, she might not know what that is.
R word? Is it Richard? Because I know you worked for that guy named Richard who was real mean.
And it used to be.
I remember my Aunt Tammy had rickets and we couldn't talk about it anymore, Carl.
Thank you, Carl's wife. It used to be when
people... Was it red light? Because I don't like stopping in the car, Carl. You know it makes my indigestion back up.
It used to be what people would refer to with people who were in like learning disabilities and things like that.
Go get your daddy.
Just,
bring your daddy's note. I got a question.
We don't say that.
We don't say that
anymore.
We don't.
And it's just the fact that she said it on television.
Yes.
The fact is, she knows it's not good to say that.
She knows.
It was pretty awful. It's the kind of thing, though, especially when people are really careful about what they say on television, it's the kind of thing that's probably going to get her kicked off next episode, I have a feeling.
It's the thing with Lexi is she thinks she's got everything under control. She's trying to control it all, her emotions.
Yep.
But y'all, then when she loses it, we see that she actually isn't controlling anything. She's just reacting.
So they're seeing, this is after they're at
the
falls.
My bank account is so fat.
Ugh. So they're going to dinner, I believe. This is a dinner later on.
Yeah, that's when Delaney says, I friended the wrong person.
And y'all, Lexi just falls asleep for 2 hours in the car. So she's obviously been drinking.
Yeah.
And
Delaney tried to wake her up, but they finally just leave her there. So this is the longest dinner ever.
Yeah. Delaney's like, talking about a hug. Like Mayhew's like, I just want someone to hug me. And Delaney's like, a 60-second hug is great for the blood sugar. And someone said,
Courtney. Courtney said,
you always have a fact.
You always have a fact. Y'all, that's Delaney.
Remember, Delaney is annoying as shit.
She's the person who reminds you at 25 years old that she was valedictorian of high school.
I guarantee you, y'all.
No one cares that you're valedictorian.
If Katie somehow saw this spiraling out, because she knows Delaney's annoying. But they are... So Lexi comes up. And she's basically just jawing at them. Because Lexi said the R word, Lloyd is literally shaking.
Is that what it was? It was confusing to me of why Lloyd was so...
It might just have been the conflict.
We don't know. Because Emily says, are you okay?
And he's like, my mental health took a battering this year.
And he's just kind of... And we don't really know what is happening. I just want to say... You totally stepped over or forgot about, in the middle of all of this, this waiter pops out and said, which one here is Courtney? I have some flowers
for her.
Oh, yeah,
the roses.
Y'all, and Z is just like,
it's not good.
It's not good. It was embarrassing.
And Courtney's like, thank you.
Have you ever made a gesture like that and didn't go good? I don't think I've ever done that in front of other people.
No, I'd make sure it wasn't in front of other people. I would make sure that.
Has anyone ever done that to you in front of other people and you completely destroyed them?
Let's see.
I actually think you would be nice because you
would feel bad. I think someone... Someone once...
It's shocking to me that someone hasn't asked you to marry them yet.
Someone once asked me to go on a trip with them. To go on like a 4-day cruise.
Oh.
And it was on the spot. We'd only had like 3 or 4 dates.
Oh.
And
y'all, that's 6 months before you can talk to Poodle about that.
Yeah. And I was just like, I was so taken aback. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, he realized I was not into it. He felt more comfortable with me than I felt with him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, we could get like separate cabins. And I'm like, honey, it's not that I won't fuck you. That's no, not it.
I'll do that now.
It's just that I don't want to spend 4 days straight with you.
But to look across from a table and eat dinner with you 4 nights in
come
a row
on
sounds terrible.
That's a lot more of a commitment. Even worse, to do excursions with you and hear you talk about shit all day long.
That sounds wonderful.
Ugh.
It's a great way to, it's like an instant, like, close date to get to know someone.
No, those are terrible. I can tolerate very few people in this world.
That's true.
Especially for long periods of time.
That's true.
You have to work up to that. I think it's the best way to implode a relationship is a long getaway like that. Mm-hmm. Especially right away.
I think like once you're like 3 or 4 months in, a good like 3-day getaway is great to know.
3 or 4 months in, maybe.
But you said you only have what, 3 dates?
3 or 4 dates.
That's not a lot.
But he like suggested it and like... It was a big move, but it was like it was not the right time.
Yeah.
For me, you don't do that. I cannot be fenced in. I'm a feral cat, y'all.
Oh, God.
You gotta coax me in with some tuna. And even then I might scratch your eyes out.
Not even tuna, pizza.
Yes. Anyway, I don't want to say much more about this because it was a really horrible thing to say. Lexi told Matthew that your parents should have aborted you. And
Katie's like,
worst thing you can say to someone.
Katie said this is disgusting behavior, but I don't know if she's talking about Lexi or both of them, because I don't know.
I don't know, but I feel like there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, and Matthew just keeps saying, no one here likes you, no one here likes you, which is a terrible thing to say as well.
Yeah, but the reason why they ended it with her saying...
No. I mean, it's all... They're all like really... It's just complete, like Courtney said, it's devolved into this archaic kind of hitting people at the core of who they are instead of actually talking about any issues.
Courtney said that. It was very, very articulate for Courtney.
Well, no, she said it's petty and childish.
Oh. I was like, don't put those words in Courtney's
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, she didn't say that. Anyway, so y'all.
That's the show. I don't think Lexi's very long. My idea is if Lexi was really a good strategizer and she wants to be on television, obviously, because she wants to be an influencer. Why yeah. otherwise for her?
Yeah.
Why would she pick these fights with someone who's necessary like the chef?
That's what I'm saying. I think Lexi can't control it. I think yeah. she's got so, and her father died. She's got so much anger and just, and when the demons got her, But it is, she cannot control it. She's trying to control everything, and this just gets at her, and she completely just loses control.
But yeah, the thing but is that's going to be a problem for you for the rest of your life.
But this is why she probably is, I guarantee this episode is why she's not on the reunion, because she doesn't want to apologize on TV for this. She'll never apologize.
No.
She doesn't apologize for anything.
No.
Anyway, y'all.
That's the show! Is that another sea chanty?
All right,
y'all, follow us at follow us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. Go to our website at realitygazepodcast.com.
Yes. What update is this episode drop? I forget. We put Below Deck out on
Tuesdays.
So y'all, if you're listening on Tuesday, hopefully, if all goes well, on Wednesday, our pre-sale is dropping. So the next day after this drops, on the 15th, our pre-sale for our live show, our mini live show tour, is dropping to get in, which by the time this airs, in New York and in Chicago.
And for the pre-sale, you have to be a member of our Patreon. So
or Supercast.
Yes.
So you need to be a part of the Reality Gates Extra to get those tickets in January for New York and Chicago.
Regular sales start Friday the 18th.
Yes. So wait, hold on. Let me look at the date.
No, that's correct.
16, 17. The 15th.
No, 17th. 16th, you're right. Yeah. 17th. 17th.
Yeah, pre-sales on Wednesday the 15th and the sales regular, on the 17th. Yeah. So be sure to check our Instagram. We have a post about that with details for that. You can check it there. But there you go. And we hope to see y'all live and in person.
And can we announce the cities yet? I think we
I just said it.
New York.
I literally just said New York and
I missed it.
Chicago two times.
Missed it. I think I normally...
See, you say I don't listen to you, oh. Which is true. And I admit that, but you don't listen to me either.
What?
How many times it's like, and then Lexi went to da, and then 5 minutes
later... Oh, we both do that. We both do that. I won't have it.
I admit it, but you don't admit it.
I don't.
All right, y'all. That's the show.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on our Patreon, we've given you, or Supercast, we've given you the opportunity to vote on your Bi-Curious episode.
Yep.
This month, on September, the choices are I Love a Mama's Boy, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Hey. I'm doing sound effects for them.
Why was, hey.
That's my, there was like a woman going, hey. It was bitchy. It did sound like a baby.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, no, I meant like, hey.
And then there's Prisoner of Love.
Hoo-yah.
Those are arbitrary. Anyway.
Anyway, y'all, all three are exciting choices.
You can vote.
You can vote one.
It's at a Patreon poll.
We'll choose what to do. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And remember.
Anchors.
I never remember.
Until next time. Anchors again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.